It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
All right, good news. I'm not dead. I am actually feeling a lot better. As you could probably tell, I almost sound normal again. Almost. That doesn't mean that we're going to have a traditional extended episode of This Day is History, because I really need to go to bed and get some sleep. Even though, I mean, I know you think it's early in the morning, but for me, it's actually about 10 o'clock at night. I need to go to bed. So, but I still have to tell you about celebrities. I understand that. Okay, let's get into it. Let's get into it real quick. 3, 2, 1. We're going up against October 6th still. Jeremy Sisto, Amy Jo Johnson, Elizabeth Shue. You know the names. You know the names. Let's see who they're going up against. October 24th birthdays. Honorable mentions. Not a lot of honorable mentions. Not a lot of honorable mentions. There's Bill Wyman, who's the bassist for the Rolling Stones. There's not a lot of real good names on here. Man, this is pretty thin. You know, that might be the only honorable mention. It looks like it is. Wow. Okay. Real thin. Real thin. B.D. Wong. We're going to throw B.D. Wong up there. Also a Law and Order dude. He plays the doctor on Special Victims Unit. I think that's it. I think that's all of our honorable mentions. Let's jump into this. Number three. Number three most famous influential person born on October 24th. It's going to have to be Monica. Monica was professionally known as a singer named Monica. She did such great songs as, you know, the only Monica song I really remember is the one that she did with Brandy, which was like The Boy Is Mine. That's the only one I remember. I know she did other stuff. I know she did. But I don't remember any of it. I don't. I'm sorry. Monica was popular for, I don't know, I want to say for a good, you know, 5 years, 6 years maybe, and then kind of just fell off. Everybody kind of got tired of Monica. I don't know why. She's still a musician. She still performs. She's still so good for Monica. You know, keep doing what you're doing. Sorry I fell off, Monica. I'm sorry. I guess I'm not. I know I was never really on the Monica scene. Sorry. Did you know she's Ludacris's cousin? Yeah. Small world. Okay. So anyway, Monica, number three. Number two. Number two, most famous and influential person born on October 24th, it's Kevin Kline. Kevin Kline, perhaps best known for his role in A Fish Called Wanda, but, you know, in a bunch of other stuff as well. Big Chill. Of course, Dave. Everybody remembers Dave, where he played both the president and a guy that looked exactly like the president. Listen, I'm having a hard time being super interested in pretty much anything these days. And, boy, Kevin Kline doesn't make it any easier. Kevin Kline is difficult to get excited about, just in general. Has he done some good work? Sure, he's done good work. But, you know, he's not an exciting pick. He's just not. I'm sorry. He's kind of like the Melba Toast of actors. You know, Melba Toast can be fine. It's good, you know. If you're waiting for a meal and the only thing on the table is Melba Toast, yeah, maybe you're going to open a package of Melba Toast. Sure. You might try it out. Does that mean that Melba Toast is, like, great and wonderful? No. It's kind of bland. And that's Kevin Kline. Number one, most famous and influential person born on October 24th is Drake, a.k.a. Aubrey Graham. Born Aubrey Drake Graham. But he just goes by Drake these days. Listen, I don't have a lot of wonderful things to say about Drake either. I don't like Drake's music all that much. Or at all. I would be hard-pressed to tell you a single Drake song. I'm sorry. I really would. If I'm being completely honest, I really don't know any of Drake's music. I know he's Canadian. I know that he was on Degrassi. That's about all I know about Drake. And he's kind of a... I know all the memes about him. And I know that YOLO is his fault. So those are basically the things I know about Drake. So not a sterling reputation that precedes him. All right, let's do it. Let's break it down. The 3-2-1. Threes and twos doesn't matter because nobody's going to lose to Jeremy Sisto and Amy Jo Johnson. So it's a moot point. The question is whether or not Elizabeth Shue, big enough of a star to overpower Drake and his assorted accoutrements. And, you know, personally, she is. Personally, I would much rather have Elizabeth Shue in this world than Drake. 100%. No questions asked. Am I doing right by saying that? Am I doing right by saying that she's a bigger star? That she's had more cultural influence? I don't know if I can say that. I don't know if I can. Drake's one of the most highest paid musicians in the game. Elizabeth Shue's never been the most highest paid anything. Yeah, I mean, I gotta go with Drake. I'm sorry. October 24th, you're still good. October 6th, it was close. It was close. You know, but it just wasn't there for you. So, hey, we'll see. You know what? You're getting closer than I think I was expecting. So maybe there's a shot here. Maybe there's a shot before the end of the month. Who knows? Who knows? We'll stick together. We'll find out together, okay? Until then, just join me back here tomorrow on This Day's History. Stay fresh.
Happy birthday.